no time was it ever raised at any of our meetings or even a suggestion that this is being thought about by Garda management. I sit, as you said, the chair of the Joint Policing Committee. I've been to a number of national Joint Policing Committee chairpersons meetings this last 12 months, and at no time, and there was wide-ranging discussions and consultation about how the JPC would operate and how the Garda are operating, was this ever mentioned?
There's talk now of Commissioner Drew Harris touring the country on a what might be described as a charm offensive, trying to sell this new arrangement, trying to sell this new model. What sort of reception do you believe he'll get in Donegal?
I don't think it'd be a welcoming reception for his ideas, if indeed it is his idea. I think maybe he is left with between a rock and a hard place. I think this has come from government. It's about trying to save money. And what it's actually going to do is run down our policing services here in Donegal. I don't know how, if you put Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim together, how that's going to help policing here in Donegal. We already face very serious issues. We're down over 100 Garda in the last 10, 11 years. The whole issue about resources for Garda here in Donegal around vehicles, and I mean, the drug squad is depleted, the community policing is depleted. We have the Brexit looming. And when you look at this, and I've listened to Mr. Harris, there's no hard facts, there's no information, there's no statistics supporting this model of policing, and it makes me worry that this is just all smoke and mirrors.